The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf lametet, perek haskat habatim. Today's daf is being studied. Ya'lu nishmat Avram ben Esther, v'choshif nihana began eden, amen. We begin today's daf, on lamet chet amud bet, we are on the bottom three lines. The Gemara says now, Hechi Dameh Maha'a. Okay, very basic question. Which means, we just learned on yesterday's daf, you don't need a Maha'a Lefanav. Halakha. The one that protests, the owner of the field, doesn't have to be in front of the Mahazik himself. He can make the Maha'a somewhere else, as long as the voice will travel. Right? It was a Maha'a Shto Lefanav, it's considered a Maha'a. So the question is, what is the Maha'a? What does he have to say? What does he say in front of the witness? If you're telling the guy himself, I know what he says. Get off my field. That's my field. I don't have to figure out what he's saying. Easy. But if I'm making a mahash to b'fanav, what am I telling the two witnesses? Get off my field? Obviously not. They're not on his field. What do you tell witnesses in order to make a mahash shalom b'fanav? What is the terminology? So comes the Gemara and says, Hechi dameh mahash. What's considered a maha'a? Amar Rav Zvid, planya gazlanahu. If he just tells the witnesses, this guy over here is a gazlan, is a thief, lo avya maha'a. That's not a maha'a. Because you're not saying anything. Right. You're calling him a thief. You didn't say anything about he's on your field. Right. Calling him, you're cursing him out. You're just saying stamp things about him. Right. That's what the Rashbam says. Look at the Rashbam. Share. Amar Rav Zvid, Amar Sahade, Planya Gazdanahu, Lo Avya Maha'a, Shafilu Im Yumru Edim Lashon Zel Ma'azik, Lo Atel Ezdure Bishtare. Even if they come back to him and say, by the way, Mr. So-and-so called you a Gazlan, he thinks time he's calling him names, he'll throw away the star. Dehan Lo Yada Amai Kari Le Gazlan. He doesn't know why I called him a Gazlan. It's time you call him a Gazlan. It doesn't mean I have to hold on to my star. Yeah. However, what is the proper thing he has to say? Planya gazlanahu lo avya mecha'a. Planya gazlanahu denakit leil le'arai begazlanuta. This guy is a gazlan because he's living on my field. Begazlanuta. Ulmachar taba'ala le'bedina. Even more. And I'm letting him know, tomorrow I'm taking him to court. Meaning, let the guy know that this guy's going to have to go to court one day. Oh, avya mecha'a. That's already considered a mecha'a. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Two lines bottom. Shari lo mechirti alo. Clearly, you're telling him, I didn't sell you this field. Now he's got to hold on to the star. Now he's got to say something else. And tomorrow I'm taking him to Beit Din. You got to throw that in. I'm taking him to court. Look at the top Rashbam. If he didn't say, I'm going to see you in court, umafikna mine, and I'm taking the field away from him, אלא פלוני גזלן לקחיל לערעי בגזלנה בלבד, הרי הוא כנותן פגם בחברו, ולא כמוסר עדות, ואין המחאה. Well, until you say you take them to court, סתם, it's like spreading rumor on the guy. You don't mean it too much. It's more like you're maligning the guy. Yeah, you're bad-mouthing the guy. You gotta say, he said that you're on his feet, and by the way, he's taking you to court. Oh, then anyway, but even if he just comes and says, listen, I spoke to the guy, he says, you're on his field, Stab, he's trying to make trouble. It's an amazing thing. You got to throw in the deen to make it have validity. So comes again what on says, then he just brings a different gersah over here. Okay, but he likes the first gersah.
That's why the Bach changed the nakit from to the achil. Planya gazlanahu fika achil
B'kachil, good. B'kachil, he's eating.
Pointing out that it's not just that he's on it.
That's right, he's eating. He's eating my, he's on my field and benefiting from it. Okay, good. Go one more step. Amar lo timru le mai. Okay. The Mohair tells the witnesses, lo timru le. Yeah, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything that I'm Mohair. Mai. Yeah, he told him, this guy's on my field, he's a gazlan, I'm taking him to court, I'm going to get him. Don't say nothing. No, he's actually saying, this guy keep his word, this guy keep a secret, this guy can go out and say. So, Amar Rav Zavid, ha ka amar le lo timru le. He said, what are you talking about? How can it be a maha? He clearly told him, don't tell anybody. Which means, if you're saying, don't tell anybody, they're going to vadai listen to him. So therefore, that's not a maha. And therefore, after 3 years, this guy can say, yeah, that's my field. You didn't make a maha. He can say, oh, I protest. What do you protest? Okay, you put a protest with a lock on it. Rapapa amar, le dide lo timru le. He meant, don't tell it to his face. Exactly. Harini imru lehu. But tell it to other people. Havrach, havrach, itle. Havrach, itle. Jesus, I don't want you to go to the guy directly. Yeah. I tell you, listen.
Open it up.
Don't go there. Don't go to the guy. But,
start spreading.
You know, spread it out so it gets to him. Havrach, havrach. That's all he meant to say. He meant, don't tell them directly. So no problem. It is a maha. Rapapa. Rapapa Amar in the Rashbam. Le'olam maha ahavya. Te'achi ka'amar. Le'udi'adim. Le'didei lo tumru. Aval ha'chirim tumru. Le'chiman shimru la'chirim. Ya'ziru otan ha'chirim. Ve'yomru la'chavrach havrach. Itle. Okay, one more line.
The reason why a guy would do that?
Don't go directly to him.
Anyway, he's
going
to get to the
guy
at the end of the day.
Why would he do that?
No, maybe he's like, don't have to go and tell it to his face, you get in trouble, you're going to hit you, someone. Tell somebody else. So
yeah, maybe he just wants to avoid
the
be
a brute.
Confrontation.
Don't go to the trouble.
He knows the witnesses don't want to get involved now, go to the guy, it's going to be a trouble. You know, you don't got to tell him. Well, don't tell him. You know what? I'm doing it to make him a ha'a, so just get it done, but you don't got to go to the guy's face itself. One more line. Amru le. Let's say the witnesses come back to the guy, and they say, "Lo amrina le." We're not telling him. I mean, I protest. He's on my field. Guys, gazlana. We're not saying nothing. Amar azvid ha kamru le lo amrina le. But they clearly said we're not telling him. So what do you want? It's not a maha. The papa amar le dide lo amrina le. That's really the case we just spoke at. They said, listen, we're not telling the guy himself. Which is, even if the witness is saying, well, we didn't tell the guy, we're not telling him anything. They mean to say exactly what they said. We're not telling the guy directly. But we'll spread it around. And havra, havra, itle. Okay. One more line. Amalehu, the muhe, tells them, lo tipuk lehu. Shuta. I don't want anything to come out of your mouth. It's different than the other case. The other case, he told him, don't say anything to him. Here he's saying, Lo tipuk lehu shuta. Amar avzvid, ha ka amar, Lo tipuk lehu shuta. What do you want? He told him, don't open your mouth. I don't want the word coming out of your mouth. Okay, so therefore it sounds like, in that case, it's no question. Look at the Rashbam. Lo tipuk shuta, the second wide line. Lo yitze davar mepichim. Nothing word come out of your mouth. The mashma, lo, velo laharim. Shuta dibur. Like we're not the Masechet Sukkah. Shuta de yunuka, meshuka. Shuta is the words of the child. Shuta is the words. Amar av zvid, haka amar ve'ena maha'a. Gemara continues. Amru there. Let's say the witnesses tell the one that's being me'orir. Guy's coming along and saying he's making a maha'a. He makes a maha'a in front of the Eidim. The Eidim come along and say, Lo mafkinan shuta. They come along and say, we're not going to say a word. The last case was, he told them, don't say anything. This case is, he's telling, the witnesses themselves are saying, we're not going to open up our mouths, we're not going to publicize this maha'a. We're not going to tell anybody. So, Amar Papa, What do you want? It's not a mechaa. They said that they're not going to say a word. So if they're not going to say a word, so therefore you got to believe what they're going to say. And they're not going to tell anybody. They're not going to tell the mahazik, the guy that's on the field, and they're not going to tell anybody else. And therefore such a mechaa is not considered a mechaa. Ravuna b'Rabbi Yeshua Amar, but Ravuna b'Rabbi Yeshua says no. Kol milta de lo ram ya'ale de'inish, Amar la ve'la v'da'te. Very important principle, which is anything that's not incumbent and mandatory upon a person to do, so it's not on his mind, and therefore he'll end up not being careful. When this guy came along and witnessed and said, we're not telling anybody. It's not a hayuf. They're not obligated to do such a thing. That's their own words that they said. So since it's not obligated on them to do such a thing, they're going to slip. They're going to tell. And therefore, kol milta de lo ram ya'ala de inish, anything that's not mandatory and coming upon a person, amar la, he's going to say it. V'la v'da'ta, he's not going to even know. Look at the Rashbam's now. It's on the third line. Amru le makinan shuta. The Adim said, we're not going to say a word. We're not going to publicize this macha'a. Lo kaya echad amalu lo tapik lechu shuta. It's not like the last case. The last case was where the mohe said, don't say anything. De'atam kula amalu peligi dilu avi macha'a. There everybody agreed already that it's not considered a macha'a. Ben ahadarule, ben no adurule, shum dibur, umilta. Okay, shum dibur. Which means whether they answer them or not. Which is when the mohe tells the guys, the witnesses, don't say a word. So everybody agrees that what? He's telling them don't say a word. So that's not a considered a maha. Whether they answer them okay or not, doesn't matter. Umilta be'ape nafshehu. This is a separate case. Uchgon shetziva otam lomar lo. Here the Mukhai said, do me a favor, I'm making a maha'a, go tell him. Vem Amru, and they came back and said, no, lo mafkinan shuta, we're not saying anything. Amara papa, hakavadai mudinan, over here for sure, I'm going to agree, de lo avya maha'a, de haka amre. They clearly said, de mahashma, lo lo, velo la'arim. Clearly when they say, we're not going to say a word, it means not to the guy, and not to others. Amara vuna v'devi Yoshua, hayna me maha'a havya. Rav Zvid said, it's a macha, why? Lechol meta de lo ram ya'ala de inish, she'ena mutelet alav. It's not really incumbent upon him. Okay, so I'm taking out the word about it. Ve'gam eno mafsid im omer. Very important. He doesn't lose if he says. If these witnesses say about the macha, they don't lose anything. It doesn't cost them anything. Im lo omra, Amar la libne adam ve'lav adat ekelomar eno noten elibo. They don't put it on their heart. Sheikabel. This is good. Every word. Sheikabel alav lechasot hadavar ve'lach eno tzadik lemchot befnei achirim. Shere micha befnei ben adam shecholim lomar lo. You made a macha in front of two people that can go and say it over, even though they said we're not saying anything. And that's your own Kabbalah. You're not obligated to follow that. And if they do tell them over, they won't lose anything anyway. And therefore, it's not going to be al da'atam. Therefore, the macha is a macha. Bilcheta. Bottom line, the Rashbam says, Ben amar amamche lo timru le midi. Whether the mohe said, don't say anything. Mehani mili le machzik. Mehani mili, for these words to the machzik. Don't say anything to the machzik. Uben amru lo mafkin and shuta. Whether they said we're not saying anything. Bechul lehu havia macha'a. All the cases now, except bar medamalu amemache telo tapik lehu shuta telo avi macha'a. Which is the only case is going to be no macha'a, is where the guy told him don't say a word. Lo mafkin lo tipuk lehu shuta. But in all the other cases where they come along and say we're not saying a word, doesn't matter. Macha'a is a macha'a. Okay? Baruch Hashem Adonai, Zolim Lecham Shachon Nubach. Amar Rava. Amar Rav Nachman. Macha'a shelo befanav, havya macha'a. Okay, we did this sugya already. We saw these concepts. Maha'ash shelo befanav. What does that mean, maha'ash shelo befanav? You don't have to actually give the maha'ah to the guy's face. I'm going to say, hey, I'm muhe. It could be a maha'ah in front of two people somewhere else. And like we said, the word gets around and he'll hear it. It's maha'ash shelo befanav. He doesn't have to be direct. Rashbam. You don't got to send mamash shaliyah to the guy's field to be mocha. Ela mekivan shemihash shelo befanav, have your mahash shaliyah chol adavah lebole osnav. Now it can get them. The word travels. Even if he didn't hear it, doesn't matter. As long as you can prove that you made a mahash kehogen, it's fine. You got to assume that he did hear it. And therefore, hold on to the star, and then everything is fine. So comes the Gemara and says, "Who's talking about the way Rava? Amar Rav Nachman, name of Rava. Ma'ah shelo befanav, havi ma'ah etive Rava le Rav Nachman." So Rava, who quoted Rav Nachman, now asking a question on Rav Nachman. Amar Biuda, Am Mishnah. Lo amru shalosh shanim ela kedei sheye ba'aspamya v'yazik shana v'yilchu v'yodi'uhu shana v'yavo l'shana acheret v'yis al kadatach maha'ah shelo befanav havya maha'ah. If you can hold that a maha'ah shelo befanav works, lama le'limite, why does the guy have to come himself? Litiv hatam aduchte, let him stay in his place. Velimhi hatam, and let him make a macha over there. What was the case in the Mishnah? The Biuda. Biuda had a different reason why you need 3 years for hazakah. Nothing to do with throwing out shtarot. Really, according to Biuda, macha, he would hold if you were in town and you saw a guy in your field and you didn't open your mouth. It's a hazakah immediately. He holds. So where they get the 3 years for a chazakah? Field is really immediate. If you walk by the field, you don't open your mouth, bingo, it's a chazakah on the spot. So what do you say 3 years? 3 years is because if, let's say, the owner is in Spain, they picked the furthest place that they could imagine. It was in España. Okay? What's going to be the earliest time that this guy can find out about it, get from Spain, come back, and make a macha'ah? It's 3 years. Why? It takes a year for the people in Israel to realize that this guy is on the field. Then it takes the guy from Israel a year to get to Spain, to tell the guy, hey, somebody's on your field. Then it takes the owner a year to come back to Israel to give the macha'ah. Hey, wait, what does he got to come back at all for? How must be the Mishnah's holding that you need a macha'ah befanav. Otherwise, if you don't need a macha'ah befanav, let him stay in Spain, let him tell two people in Spain, ani boche. And the word will get back to him. Also, you see what? Rava asked the question against Rav Nachman. What are you doing? You're going against Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Mishnah's Masra. He himself has to go from Spain. That was the last one. He himself goes from Spain. So the Gemara answers, no. Hatam, Eitzah Tova Kamash Ma'anan. There, all the Gemara is doing is, it's giving you good advice. That if you want to be successful in your Macha'ah, do it yourself. You go yourself and be mohe on the field. And that's to be the easiest way to accomplish what you want to do. Why? Diniti, come yourself, the nishkol ara uperi, and take your field back with the perikus. If you're not going to come yourself, even let's say you're going to get the field back because you made a maha, but it's not going to be so easy to get the perot that he ate already. Jesus, this guy ate perot for a few years. So you want to recover now all the perot that he ate in the previous years. So therefore, it's much easier when you go yourself and you can start, you know, getting back the gezel ha-ne'echal. Gezel, theft that was consumed is not an easy thing to recover. So they're just saying, yeah, well, he ate it already. Go figure out how much he ate. Go calculate it. Go prove it. What it produces, listen, it's your field. If you want to succeed in getting back full value, choose. And look, if you stay home and make a maha'at, Bitti will give you back the field. We're not worried about that. Maha'at shalom b'fanav is a maha'at. It's not tovah kamash ma'anan. Listen, it's always better if you go yourself, especially in cases like this where there's gezel and ne'echal, so you have a better chance to recover. Comes the Gemara and says, so don't bring me an ayah from the Yehuda. Biuda holds you don't need Maha b'fanav. You can make the Maha in Spain. Hey, just the Mishnah was giving you etzah to Avakah Mashmalan. You want to succeed in getting your food back, you better go do it yourself. Now the Gemara says, Medika motiv la Rava la Rav Nachman. The fact that Rava asked the question against Rav Nachman, Nechlal, the Los Virale de Maha Shlo b'fanav Avia Maha. Rava was asking a question against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman held Maha Shlo b'fanav is a Maha. Rava was asking a question. So it must be if he's asking a question, he holds Maha Shlo b'fanav is not considered a Maha. Can't be. V'alma Rava Maha Shlo b'fanav Avia Maha. We learned in the previous daf that Rava was posek. Halachal ma'aseh. Rava said, bottom line, Maha Shlo b'fanav Avia Maha. So how can he sotain himself? The Gemara says, Batar de Shama'am Rav Nachman Sevara. Which means, after you heard Rav Nachman's answer, he agreed with Rav Nachman. Which is, he asked a question from the Mishnah. Oh, what are you doing with Rabbi Yehuda? He heard Rav Nachman's answer. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda's not a question. It's not talking about Kamash Ma'alan. He's just giving you advice. But really, you can make a Maha Shlo b'fanav. Oh, that's a good answer. You know what? I agree with it. Nice, I accept. Originally, he thought Maha Shlo b'fanav lo avya Maha. But when he heard Rav Nachman's answer to the question, he said, you know what, you answered me good, I agree, you don't need a Maha b'fanav. And that is the bottom line of that. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, very good. Next question. Ashkihinu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina le Talmidav de Rabbi Yohanan. So the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, so the students of Rabbi Yohanan. Amar lehu, he told him, mi amar Rabbi Yohanan meha'a bekama. No point. Did Rav Nachman ever tell you how many people do you have to make the meha'a in front of? For a meha'a to be a meha'a, for a protest to be a protest, how many people you got to say in front of? 1, 2, 5, we never discussed that. So the Gemara says,
that question.
Machloket. Yonah says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Macha'a b'fnei Shnayim. Rabbi Chaya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Macha'a b'fnei Shnayim. Two people. Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Macha'a b'fnei Shelosha. What's the machloket? Two or three people you have to say in front of. What is this based on? So Yonah says, Lema b'drabba b'ravuna k'repalge. Let us say that the machloket of it, whether you need two or three, is based on the opinion of Rabba Bar Avuna, and that's what the machloket is. Well, what did he say? Tamar Rabba Bar Avuna, kol milta demit amira be'apet tilata lepa mishum dishna bisha. Anything that's said in front of three people, not have the isur of lashon hara. Now we don't know exactly what that means yet. It's a vague statement. Let's read Rashbam. What does it mean? Anything that's said in front of three people, it's not considered lashon hara. Let be mishum, nishna bisha. So Rashbam explains. Look at the bottom, Rashbam on Amud Rishon. Nishna bisha means lashon hara. Kol milta shel gnai. That's what I'm saying. It's gnai. He's saying something derogatory about somebody. Demetamira ba'apit lata. And you said it in front of three people. Let le mishum, nishna bisha. In what? אם יחזרו ויאמרו לזה כך אמר פלוני עליך. If one of the three goes back to the guy that was talked about and they tell him, listen, so and so said this about you. She's Rashbam is learning not on the guy that spoke in front of three people. He spoke lashon hara. If you say something in front of three people, it doesn't change if it's lashon hara or not. Let la lishna bisha, if one of the three goes back to the guy that was spoken about and says, oh, you should know this guy bad mouths you. Now why is that so? So it says, V'ta'ama k'de mefarej be'irchin. B'yesh be'irchin, my ta'ama havra havra itle, ve'amar abaye, ha'ta'am dechol milta David de giluye, led ba mishum nishna bisha, which means because the guy's going to find out about it anyway. Which means it's out. Whether the guy one of these guys goes and tells him what happened, it's going to come back to him anyway. So such an item that's avide de geluye, something that's destined to be publicized, so that for that person to go back to the guy that was spoken about, that's not considered a chinut. It's not like you're peddling information from this guy to that guy. That's public information already. Now, what does this got to do with Maha'a? You see that once already three people hear about something, it becomes known. So apply that to the law of Maha'a. When the owner of the land wants to make a Maha'a against against the field that he believes is his, he does it in front of three people. We're applying the Lashon Hara law now to Maha'a. Behilkach gabe Maha'a namir. It's got to be something that becomes publicized. The opinion that says two is enough. Let derava ba ravuna de ba'ina tlata. He knows you don't need three. The afida afilu betre avida leigiluye. Even in front of two people, he holds it'll get publicized. Ve'avi machah b'fne shnayim. Udinyan lashon hara let b'mishum l'shna bisha. He'll hold two is enough. It's not lashon hara for two. Hekad b'tamera kametre. Uman damar b'fne shlosha ite derava ba ravuna. Dibi gimel havi gilui milta. Velo betre hilkat befne bet lo av yemachah, because if you do it in front of two people, it's not going to get publicized. Nobody is not going to end up finding out. Lo avid legiluye kach nereshita zu be'enai ve'ikar. That's the ikar, the way he's learning, which means from the lashon ala law, I learn what's considered avid legiluye, what's considered going to be publicized. So when you rule, Gemara said, when you say something in front of three people, hey, finish. It's going to get out there. So therefore, Rashbam learns, if I speak Lashon Hara, I'm speaking Lashon Hara. So you know about this guy over here, I've got three people, this guy over here, he's good for nothing, and he's a crook, and he's a this, he's a that. So the deen is, one of the three guys that heard it, he can go back to the guy that was spoken about and say, you should know, the guy's saying this about you. I mean, you're peddling Lashon Hara. No, that's not peddling Lashon Hara. Because that's avidilig. What you said in front of three people, it's going to get back to them anyway. So for you to go and say such a thing is not considered a issue. That's the way that Rashbam understands. But you have to know that there's actually five shittot on this subject, which I want to go through to you now. The five shittot amongst the Rishonim, the way they understand this this piece over here. So Rashbam, you have. Okay? Now, the Chatab HaFetz Chaim, on this Rashbam, the HaFetz Chaim wrote, which is the three guys that heard it, they're only allowed to go back to the original. To the guy that was spoken right. They can't just go now peddle the information to other places. That's their thing. They go back to the original guy. Then you have the Rambam. An interesting Rambam. Look at how Rambam writes. Rambam is in Hilchot Deot. And it is Halakha He. It's in Perek Zayim. Halakha He. Rambam. אחד המספר בלשון הרע בפני חברו או שלא בפניו, whether you speak in front of the guy or you speak שלא בפניו, והמספר דברים שגורמים אם נשמעו איש מפי איש להזיק חברו בגופו ממונו. You're speaking words that can cause your friend monetary damage or physical damage, אפילו להצר לו או להפחידו, or you're just causing him pain or fear. הרי זה לשון הרע. ואם נאמרו דברים אלו בפני שלושה, but if you said these derogatory words in front of three people, that's the law of הפת לתא, כבר נשמע הדבר ונודע. That's considered already known already. ואם סיפר הדבר אחד מן השלושה פעם אחרת, if one of the three says it, mashma, to anybody, and bo mishum lashon hara. That's it. Once already, it's public knowledge. According to Rambam, it's out there. So if you forget about going back to the guy, you can go anywhere. Again, v'hu shelo yitkaven la'avir hakol v'legloto yoter. You cannot have an intention to publicize it, meaning to spread it more. It could be you're just saying it as masiyah lefitomo. You're just saying it as matter of factly. So then, according to Rambam, you can't do such a thing. On this, the Hafetz Chaim comes to take the Rambam to task, and he comes along and says, "Is a ted yesh l'shomea shapersum yeh al yado," which means, "What's the ted over here? It's because you heard it, I can go start publicizing the lashon hara with three people." So he has two ways. He has two ways. Two ways to understand.
He's already looking for three guys after.
Shekevan. Look what he says. He explains it. He says, Shekevan de Isur Sipur Lashonara. Neymar Batura. The Torah says, Lo Telech Lachil. Don't be a peddler. Verachil Ze. What's a Rachil, a peddler? He peddles information. He hears something, he hears a gossip. He hears something over here, he brings it over there. ולכן מותר לו פרסם את הדבר, כיוון שרחיל נקרא רק מי שלולא הוא הלך וסיפר לא היה מתקלה דברים. If it wasn't for the peddler, the peddler's information, the word would not get out. However, אבל כאן שוודאי יתגלו הדברים לבסוף, בין בדרך יתן, בין באיסור, אינו כאן אוכל. And if it's not איסור, I didn't peddle the information is out there already. Second understanding of הרמב״ם, שכיוון שידועים דבר הגנאי כיוון לשלושה אנשים, once already it's said to three people, אנו אומרים שמן הסתם כבר התפרסמו הדברים. מסתמה, it's out there already. והשומע ששמע כעת כבר ידע על כך. The guy that you told, he probably knew about it before you told him. So therefore you're not telling him any new information. ועוד כתב החפץ חיים, שכל ההיתר לדעת הרמב״ם הוא רק לאחד מן השלושה ששמו, which means, only one of the three, however, once one of those three tell it to somebody else, that guy cannot go sell it somewhere else. And it's meduyeket lashon Rambam. Because Rambam's lashon is, ve'im ne'emar ha'davarim lifnei shlosha kevar, nishma ha'davar yodah, ve'im siper ha'davar echad min ha'shelosha pa'am acheret, en bo mishum lashon hara. Because they themselves, they're the first, they're the first ones. First in. But once you tell to somebody else, then already says, it's asur. Asur usaper. Kevan shashumeya eno ne'eman namash, devinim eno ne'emu b'fnei shlosha. The next guy is not ne'eman, that it was done in front of three. The first guy, he said in front of three people, they heard it in front of three people. So they could peddle it over there. That's the second shita. There's a third shita, it's actually our Tosafot. Tosafot over here, the second Tosafot says, let be mishum nishna bisha, Pirush le'oto she'omer. Oh, he has a different shita right away. That's period. That's the Tosafot. Tosafot say the guy himself who says it in front of three is not being over on lashon hara. Till now, the first two shitot, Harabam and Rashbam, are learning what? No, the guy who said it in front of three, he's over lashon hara. He spoke. Question: to these three guys, can they go back to the original guy? Harabam, they can go back to anybody, but the guy who said it, he's no good. Tosfot says, nah, the guy that says it in front of three, not Lashon Hara. I was pshat. He said Lashon Hara. So Tosfot explains like this. It's talking about a case, and he brings up Erchin. He doesn't specify, but he quotes Erchin. If you look at Tosfot and Erchin that he quoted, he explains it like this. He's saying something that's on the border. It can be interpreted as a gnai or not. It's not that he specifically insulted the guy Beferush. He said something that has two connotations. Can we take it either way? So we say like this: Shebeofen ze etiru lama b'fnei shlosha ve'omrim shekevan shamar devarim elu b'fnei shlosha who yodei. If he's saying in front of three, he knows it's going to get back to the guy. So therefore, must be his kavanah was not for Gnai, which means he wouldn't have said it if his intention was Gennai, because he knows it's going to get back. So when Lashon Hara, it's on the border, if you say it in front of three people, that already is posek as if it's okay. Now already the guys who are there, they can open their ears and listen to it. They go to other people also. You hear what he said about him? Such and such a thing. But according to Sfor, if you told in front of three people, Mamaj, Devarim, Shil, Genut, אין היתר לא למספר בפני שלושה ולא לשומעים לשמוע דבריו and not to tell it to other people. So Tosafot is very מחמיר on this over here. That the only היתר to say it in front of three is because that is posek as if to say that what he said was really not bad. Because the guy didn't have bad intention because he knows it's going to get back. Then you have Rabbeinu Yonah.
He didn't have bad intention.
No, he didn't.
But what if he did?
The fact that he said it in front of three?
What if he said it to three people saying he doesn't? Again, it's only on a Lashon Hara that could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bohen Nibot
Uchlayot.
But for us, if the guy really meant bad, so then the guy meant bad, but the Olam's going to get him. But for the Halakha, when you say in front of three, and it's a border, if you meant bad, he would have said it then. Rabbeinu Yonah explains like this. Where's this Rabbeinu Yonah? stand the source. It is in Share Teshuvah. Share Teshuvah, Perek Gimel, Ot Resh Chaf Chet. Ha'eter hu be'adam shemutar apidin lesaper begnuto. This is talking about a case where you're allowed to talk about the guy Lashon Hara. You're insulting the guy. Mepnei shesiper lo chavero shegazal memenu, o shara chavero shazad mezid. The guy's a gazlan, the guy's a rotzeyah, the guy's a no good. Shemitzvah l'ganoto berem. It's a mitzvah to speak about the guy in public. Ve'aze amru shekol la'eter. That heter you can speak a guy in public if he has an asha. Zeraku mesabiv le'shlosha. Aval mesabiv le'adam echad o shnayim asur. That is the way it's considered Lashon Hara. So the explanation is, ubi'er, shekim mesaper le'adam echad o shnayim. When you speak in front of one or two guys, who nehene lesaper b'lashon hara? This guy's no good. He's good. Upsura kazu enetel lesaper. Aval kashu mesabiv le'shlosha. An omnim sheminastam kavanato shiyagiu adverim le'ozno achotev yitaken et ma'asav. Which is, when I speak in front of three, you see my intent. I want him to hear it. When three people are going to hear something, it's going to get back to the guy. You know something? Not nice. They're saying you're a gazlan, you're a ganav, you're a rotzeya, you're a this and that. So when I say it in front of three, it shows my intent is letovata hachote. That I want to make a rebuke. If I do it in front of two people, stop, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm not, this guy's no good. I'm just talking and shooting the breeze, as they say. Because it might not get back to the original perpetrator. But when I say it in front of three, you see my kavanah is what? My covenant is to give a rebuke. So in that case, it's going to be okay. The old beer, another more explanation he said, שכשפר לאדם אחד או שניים, נדע הדבר שכוונתו היא שלא יגיעו דבר לאוזני החוטה, ורוצה להחניפו. Which means, when you say it in front of one or two people, it looks like it's חנופה. Because you don't want the guy to hear about it, so it's like you're false flattering the guy. You don't want the guy... Really, when you see a guy making an avon, you're supposed to rebuke him. So by saying it in front of one or two people, it's as if it's like a false flattery that you don't want the guy to find out about it. So it's another issue. Huh?
Are you shaming?
Yeah, but you're doing it in a way where he's not going to find out about it. Why don't you want to find out about it? So that's harupa. Third explanation of the Rebbeinu Yonah, shekim sefer adam echad or shnayim yavo lachshod bo shemo eno dover emet. That's the pshat. When you say one or two people, the guys that are hearing it won't believe it. Rabim says, he wouldn't say this if it's not true. So that verifies the item. Fifth shita in this is shitat Rashi in Erchin, shayeteru beofen she'adam siper devre genai al atzmo. That she's learning is talking about when a guy's knocking himself. In front of three people. Shemutar le'echad min ha-shum'im le'saper zot le'achirim.
Wow.
Shebekivan she'siper zot b'fnei shlosha mukach she'eno makpid. Which if I come along and say, but you know what, I'm the worst at this item. I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to this thing here. I said it in front of three people. What does it show when I'm saying it in front of three people? I'm not makpid. Obviously this doesn't insult me, because if I say it in front of three people, it doesn't bother me. So then the question is, any of the three people that can go, to tell it to the whole world. It's not Lashon Hara. I'm showing you it's not Lashon Hara by saying it in front of three people. The common denominator between all the shitot is three people is Miltad David Leguluye. So that's why it helps us for the subject of Macha'a. But Gabel Lashon Hara, that's what goes up. Okay, that's those are the five shitot. Let's just review the five shitot again quickly. You have Shitat HaRashbam, which we saw. HaRashbam says that one of the three can go back to the original listener. Original subject. According to HaRambam, one of the three can actually go
to somebody
anywhere. According to Tosfot, it's talking about a borderline Lashon Hara. So borderline Lashon Hara can be interpreted one of two ways. If it's said in front of three people, then it's not considered Lashon Hara, even on the speaker. It's not going to be considered Lashon Hara. And then according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he understands, no, we're talking about over here where you're talking about a guy who's bad, who you're basically allowed to speak about. But only when you're doing it in front of three, because then it shows that your kavanah is to rebuke the guy that he'll hear it. But stop to shoot the breed in front of two people, no. According to Rashi and Erchin, he's talking about himself. To talk about himself in front of three people, that's already showing that you're not makpid on such Lashon Hara, so they can go. Now what does this got to do with Macha'a? Oh, so back to the Macha'a story. So therefore, since some shitot hold like Rabba Bar Avuna, some shitot don't hold like Rabba Bar Avuna. So if you hold like Rabba, three people is Miltadei Abedei Geluyeh, so your Macha'a you have to make in front of three people. So it gets back to the guy on the karka. But according to the shitot, don't hold like that. You don't have to make it. You can make it for the two people. So comes Gemara and says, no, maybe I can say not like that. So Gemara says, top line. No. I can tell you what everybody holds of Rabba Aruna, that three, the word gets out. That's no argument on that. Here the machloket is different. Lo havya maha'a. Very simple. You know why two is good? Because he holds, you don't need, a maha'a has to be in front of the guy. A maha'a has to be in front of the guy that's on the field. So therefore, what are we gonna say over here? When I say it in front of two people, why do I have to say it in front of two people? So those two people will go to the field owner himself, and tell the field owner, listen, we're Edim. He came in front of us, this guy, and he made a maha'a. So therefore, it's not for publication. This Shitaf 2 doesn't hold you can rely on publication. Oh, 2, it'll spread. No, according to this Shitaf, the reason why you say it in front of, because they're going to themselves go to the guy. They themselves going to go to the guy, give him Maha. Why do you need 2? Because you need Eidim. To say that the Maha was done. Umadama b'fnei shlosha, kastavar Maha shlo b'fanav, have your Maha. And the other Shitaf that says 3, holds what? That you don't have to make a Maha b'fanav. Therefore, 3, the word gets out, and therefore it'll get back to him. Very easy way of learning the machloket. Good? Gebraz iba'itema, I could say another answer. I could tell you everybody holds, you don't have to make a maha in front of the guy. And everybody holds, 3 people, it gets out. Oh, so then what's the shitaf to then? So Gebraz says, the machloket is like this. Man dama b'fnei shnayim savar sahaduta ba'inan. That you need witnesses. It's got to be done in front of Edim. What's this machlok? Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam is, after they start getting wide, the first set of wide lines. All you need is 2 witnesses to testify. Listen, this guy came to us within 3 years and he made a maha. The im yavoa davar leoznav yavo. And if it gets to the landowner, fine. The me'achar shiyuchal lavo leoznav shel mahzik b'shum enyan ba'olam. Since it can get to his ears, how? By these 2 guys going. The first shita says all you gotta do is say it in front of 2, because it's possible that the mahzik now can hear the news. How can he hear the news? Either these 2 guys will go, even if they don't go. As long as it's ra'ui, that those 2 guys can get back to the mahazik. Have your mahad, de lohayish ila shelo yitrebem lechasot ad-davar. So long as he tells them, I'm making maha'ah, and he doesn't tell them, don't cover it up. So long as they don't tell them to cover it up, meaning they have a right to go back and say it. De keman de lishna bisha leka b'maha'ah, shema elu atzmam yilchu v'yagidu l'mahazik. Which it's possible these guys can tell other people. Like we said, havra havra itle. They can tell other people, no problem. However, the other shita says, no, you need a gilui milta. She yeda kol haolam. The kevan denoda legimal kiilu noda keval lemahazik tamed the mistama yada b'machazu aval shnei mistama lo yada. So the first shita holds the whole world doesn't have to know about it. When you make a machaa, it just has to be in front of 2 people that are ra'ui to. To either go back themselves or tell it to somebody else that it'll get back to him. Mashiachin, the second she says, no. You need it to be miltal geluya. It's got to be revealed to the whole world. It's not enough just to say for the 2 people there's a chance that it can get back. It's got to be done in a way where it will get back to the original guy. That's why you need to do in front of 3. Okay.
Sounds like a call between Sashan and Allah.
Why is it Lashon Hara if it's 2? The Rashbam says it's not. Oh, so he says over here, the Rashbam, he says it's not. He says, if you look at the Sa'aduta, it's said, "Lo chay shelo shlo item ben chesut davar." Tekeman de lishna bisha leka b'machaa. There's no mashna in a machaa. Machaa. I'm trying to get my field in. What am I supposed to say? I got to follow what the Rakhamim told me. That's a halachic way to told that to my wish. I let the guy steal my field. I have to speak out. The Rashbam speaks that out also in the original one. He writes, which means Adraba. You want the guy to hear it. Go tell him. I want the guy to. It's like a minimum ask way of understanding. Like, yeah, you want the guy to know about it. The guy's a Rasha. I want my field back. Right? He said it's a mitzvah for him to know. Listen, I'm doing you a favor. If you hold it's really yours, so then hold on to your shtar. So you'll have a claim. I mean, it's a toilet for the guy. By me making a macha'a, what am I doing to the guy that's on the field? If he has a shtar or a proof, he's going to hold on to it. So therefore, it's a mitzvah for me to say such a thing. It's helping your position as well. I'm letting you know, hold on to all your proofs.
They probably can say, oh, you gotta shut your
eyes. Nah, you can't embellish.
Right.
I can't embellish it. You're saying, listen, this guy's my field, this guy's not, and I've taken him to Beit Din.
Yeah.
Okay, so according to first shita, two is enough. Yeah. You set it for the two Eidim, it'll get back somehow, and something like that. Well, they themselves can get either to be publicized to the whole world. Second shita says, no, it's gotta be mamash galui, lechol ha'olam. That's why it's gotta be set in front of. Comes the Gemara now, and says a story over that happened. Okay, well, our story was like this. Gidal bar min yomi ava le mechuyata le mechuyye. Lashbam. Yeah. Shaya echad mechzik min echasav. The guy was sitting on Gidal's field. Vaya rotze lemchot. He had to make a baha. Umicha kamayu bifnei shlosha. Bifnei shlosha. He went in front of three rabbis. He made a baha. We're not posek of it. He could have went in front of two. It just that's what happened. The story was he went in front of three. What happened? Who did he go in front of? The Gemara says he went in front of Ashkechinu leRav Huna. It's one. Ulchaya barav. Ulav Hadkiya bartube. Dehavu yadve. They were sitting together. Umacha kamayu. He went in front of them. Hey, this guy's on my field. The Shana, second year. Hadar atal mechuye. He came to renew his maha'a. Amru le, lo tzirichat. You made a maha'a already. You're going to make a maha'a again. Hachi amar rav, kivad shmiha shana rishona, shuv eno tzirich lemchot. All the three rabbis told him, you're done, you're covered. Well, you don't got to keep on making a new maha'a. V'ika de amri amalechia bar rav, kivad shmiha shana rishona, shuv eno tzirich lemchot. According to the second version, one of the three rabbis told him, you're covered already. You don't have to make a new macha every year. Look at the Rashbam. Tafagav shikishmichas shana rishona shuv en sarich lemchot hani midibahanu gimal. Aval besof gimal. Oh, that's such a kish. Lo tzrichat, the one before that. Lo tzrichat lemchot kol shana v'shana. Aval pa'am achat mi atzarich. You got to make. No. One macha, you gotta make. That they weren't saying.
You have to come back.
You don't gotta come back and re-go. What's ready? You protested. You're on file. The guy hears that there's a protest. He's gotta hold up the shtar. What you have to come back for?
What about 3 years?
Lo tzirichat pam achat miyasarich lemchot bechol gima. That's what we're gonna see later on. And we didn't see that yet. Which is once in 3 years. You gotta make a macha'a. Because it's a command, like you're gonna see in a second. Shalom, you give us shalim yisufim below macha'a. We don't want 3 years to pass in a row without a macha'a. Meaning, the Gemara is gonna say now, let's say nothing happened, he made a macha'a in year one. Now it's year, end of year four or five. So already 3 years are going on. So he's gotta renew the macha'a so you don't have 3 years passing without a macha'a. Okay, which we'll see. But now we're not talking about that yet. We're just talking about stop. He came year one, now what's coming year two again? Hey, you came in last year, you're covered already. Okay? Now Rish Lakish says what you're saying. Gemara says, Amar Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara V'sarich Lemchot Besof Kol Gimal V'Gimal. But after every three, he's got to renew the Maha'a. So the Gemara says, Tahi Bar Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan was shocked at such a psak halakha. V'chi Gazlan Yesh lo hazaka, which means once he makes the hazaka already, he's saying that this guy is a gazlan. Finished. He protested. Now you tell me what? Oh, but if he keeps crying for another 3 years, now hazaka. What? Gazlan has a hazaka? Mm-hmm. So he goes, oh. Before you call anybody Gazlan, Gazlan salkadatach? We don't know if he's a Gazlan. Maybe he has a shtar. How could you call the guy a Gazlan? He goes, alright, in a king Gazlan, yes, no hazaka? Which means he's an alleged Gazlan. Basically, which is a good claim of Yohanan against the Sakish. What do I care now if you went 3 years without a maha? Once already you are filed that you're saying it's your field, finished. No, every 3 years, oh, you kept quiet. I didn't keep quiet. But 3 years passed, you didn't say anything. Hello, I said something the first year. That's it, I'm a father, I'm telling you, you're hold on to your start. Shakish says, no, 3 years passed already after. So even though Rabbi Yochanan was shocked at such a psak halacha, the Gemara's conclusion is, Vilcheta, Amar Vilcheta, Sarich Limchot Besof, called Gimal Vigimal. You still need a maha'a after every 3 years. Look at the Rashbam now. Rashbam says, Tahi. Amar Shakish, Mishum Bar Kapara. Sarich Limchot Besof, called Gimal. Be Afagat, Tekshibi Hashanah Rishona. Shuv En Sarich Limchot. Hani Mili Banu Gimal. Year one only covers you for the first three. Abba Besof Gimal. Sarich Limchot Adai Delo David Tlat Shinim Belo Mahad. The Tlat Shinim is there. Inish Mishtare. Achar amachaa tefe lo mizder. More than 3 years, you're not going to hold out the start. Ve'achi el keta. Afagab de tahi by Rabbi Yochanan. Tamiya, even though Rabbi Yochanan was questioning this psak, haya aval yare haya lachlok al bar kapara. But he was, Rava didn't want to argue. Because who made this shita? Right, the Shakish, the name of bar kapara. So he didn't want to argue on Bar Kapara. He was tohe on him. Oh, what's going on over here? But he didn't go against him. He just had a question on him. So therefore, Vegam Rach Pasakin. Now, Vyishma, what's the logic, but? What's the logic? He said the name of Bar Kapara. Tana. That's exactly why he didn't argue on him. Tahi. He said, well, I don't understand it. But he didn't say Asur or wrong. I don't understand it. But Bar Kapara said it. Now, what's the logic? So the Rashbam wants to say it, logic. The Yesh Mefarshim Tamad the Sarich Limchot Besof Gimal Kedesh Shelo Yiton Lahana Macha Machar Tali. Right. After the first round of three, now come along and claim, oh, you know what? You sold to me after. You sold to me. I'm not 3 years. You didn't say anything. You sold to me now. Oh, but I made a Macha. I didn't say you ought to me then. After the 3 years passed, after your Macha, then you sold it to me. Maybe that's why you need to do it. Velo nehira. Rashbam doesn't like that pshat. The kevan, the alkorcho, mode, the meikara, lab betorat mechira, nachad be, enu neiman domar ahareken yachazak tiba betorat mechira. It's like, Rashbam saying, it's like he's changing his claim. Since initially he's saying that it didn't come to my hands, betorat mechira, so when you're saying in the next 3 years, it's like you're changing a claim. It's hard to understand that he shouldn't even question this Rashbam. What does that mean? First 3 years, things change. That was then. Now is now.
It could also be going on the guy.
Yeah.
Lema'aseh,
Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand why you have to do such a thing. He held already, once you're on fire, you're on fire. He wasn't concerned about this issue of here 3 years later, having to make a new maha'a because he'll say, oh, you sold to me in the interim. Because, can I hear what the Rashbam is saying? Once already you're claiming that you didn't buy it, so it's like you're changing your claim on one field. In any event, the halakha is like the Tana'im, like Bar Kapara, that what? You have to renew it once every 3 years, at least, so it won't go 3 years lapse without a protest. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.